Well, Coach Bond, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with me. It seems like it wasn't that long ago that we were at the end of last season, but anymore, it seems like the offseason just goes by so quick. Thanks for taking the time to preview this upcoming season. Obviously, a very exciting season for you guys last year. You know, you came up just short of a trip to the Dome, but really a successful season, regular season and postseason. Can you just kind of start off a little bit, walk me through how you think last season went and some of your overall thoughts?
Well, you know, when we started out the season last year, I thought the game against Sigourney was a good win because I think Sigourney was a really good football team. And then we didn't wind up playing our best football the next two games after that, and, you know, and we lost both of them. And I think there was just a little bit of a, I don't know what you'd call it necessarily, but I think more than anything, just kind of a lack of focus and maybe some distractions were going on. But then once we figured it out and we got to roll in a little bit and you know, wound up winning the rest of the games for the rest of the season up until we met a really, really tough Van Meter team, you know, there in the quarterfinals, like you said, and, came up 10 points short against those guys.
You know, can you just kind of talk about what that – feeling a little bit was like for the Van Meter game? I don't want to dwell on that a little bit, but they did end up being the state champions too, you know, and you guys really played an excellent football game up until maybe just a couple drives there at the end. But, you know, what was the feeling to kind of get that far and play them so close?
Well, it was a good feeling for sure. I mean, Van Meter was definitely a top-notch team, you know, not taking anything away from them, but we didn't help ourselves, you know, in that game. And we watched the film and guys have been talking about it all offseason. You know, there were some times there where, you know, we dropped a pick six. You know, we gave up too many third and long type of plays, and you know, all that stuff I think can kind of drive a team through an off season and give you a little bit of extra motivation to, you know, do everything you can to put yourself in the best position at the end of the season and not come up short.
And to look ahead, kind of flip the switch a little bit and look ahead to this season, we'll start on the offensive side of the football a little bit. You know, I brought him up all the time last season, and he's the, you know, in terms of rushing yards, top rusher in the entire state of Iowa coming back. And Adrian Robbins, kind of the question is, can Adrian be even better than he was last season for you guys?
I think so for sure. Adrian's a kid that, he played for us. He started for us as a freshman, you know, in some games, and he's just consistently gotten better every single season, and he's a kid that loves football a lot. He just has fun playing the game, and when you have fun playing the game and you got the talent that he has, he'll make a good coach out of me. Let's just put it that way. He's a pretty good all-around player, and I do look for him to be better this year.
Yeah, in terms of your offensive line, you had one of the best offensive line kind of units in the entire state last year. You did lose a couple of them to graduation, but what are you kind of expecting from your front this year?
Well, I think that with losing Bernsey and losing Busson, those are two big key parts to our line last year. Where we replaced our center with a guy named Braden Lester, who, you know, we just kind of been waiting on him to start, really. He played a little bit of fullback for us last year towards the tail end of the season. He's a big kid, and, he's going to step up there and fill that role. And then, the tackle spot right now, we got a couple guys compete for it out there, but we got another big, big body out there as a freshman kid named Hayden Shannon, who I think could be one of the best linemen that we've ever had here. So everybody else is back, but I really look forward to seeing what those two guys can add to the team.
You guys obviously graduated Griffin Olson and Gabe Hobbs. They're kind of on the receiver position. Do you feel comfortable with how you can replace them this year?
Yeah, I mean, Griffin and Hobbs are two very good players, and Griffey's a tough guy to replace because he was a two-way starter and, a good playmaker. But, you know, looking at our lineup, we've got different types of bodies in there now, where those two guys were kind of they weren't short by any means, but they wouldn't be qualified as tall. And I think we replaced them with two guys that, Alex Went, who's a junior, and then Gabe Graber, who's going to be a senior this year. And both those guys are, you know, right around the 6'4 mark. So it'll be a little bit different body out there, but both of them have great hands. They all had great hands. So, I think I don't think we'll drop off there quite as much as what, you know, we would in a normal year.
Can you talk about on the defensive side of the football, who are some of your big returners that are coming back for this season to help you guys out?
Well, I think, it starts up front where you got Trainer Van Dyke and Caden Clark that are both coming back. Two big guys in the middle there that have been there for a while, and, you know, they're just two big, nasty dudes in there. So it all starts there. And then at Mike Backer's spot, you got Finn Wilson, who been a three-year starter for us, been first-team All-District both the 2 years that he did start for us. And then Evan Jones returns as one of our inside backers. And, of course, You know, we got Brevin DeRod and Gavin DeRod, the twin boys, that most of the time they've been playing backer here, outside backer, since their sophomore year. One of them's going to drop down to defensive end and start for us, and the other one will stay at outside linebacker. And both those guys are, I mean, they're physical throwback kids that I just love coaching. And then in the secondary, you know, we'll play Adrian Robbins a little bit at corner too, and then Gabe Graber's back. So just got to find another corner out there. We've got some guys competing for that, and then I think we'll have it pretty much sewn up.
You know, going into looking at your schedule ahead for this season, obviously it's the same schedule, you know, as last year, just kind of flipped based on who you play home and away. You know, you look at the two regular season losses last year in Pella Christian and Nevada. Any one of those two specific ones that you would really like to have this year go in the different direction? Obviously, I'm sure you would want both, though, as well.
Both of them, but, you know, really, that Pella Christian one, that was one of the worst losses that I've ever experienced as a coach last year. You know, we gave up a big lead just by shooting ourselves in the foot, and then we go to kick a walk-off field goal to win it, and we have a guy that doesn't go out there on the field, and nobody recognizes it, and that's coach's problem right there. You know, obviously everybody's got to take a little bit of blame, but, you know, I blame myself quite a bit for that one. So that's one that I'd really like to see, you know, be on the W column this year. But that's a pretty tough order because, you know, Pella Christian's Pella Christian, and they're pretty dang good.
You know, and you guys last season breezed your way through the district, but how do you approach that district this season? You know, you can't assume that these teams are the exact same teams that were last year. So what's kind of your philosophy as coach to approach your district play?
Oh, I you kind of hit the nail on the head right there. None of those teams are going to be the same. And, you know, I know there's been at least one coaching change that I know. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get there. But all those guys were young. And all those guys definitely improved towards the end of the season. And, you know, I'd even venture to say that some of them probably had their worst games against us. So I don't think that those teams are anything to overlook by any means. I think some of them are going to come out and play some really tough football and be very competitive this year.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, you know, at this point, you know, as we're sitting about 2 weeks until the season starts, what is your team really focusing on right now to get ready for the season, kind of get their mind adjusted? Some of these guys played baseball or, you know, obviously other sports throughout the year, but to get in kind of that full football mode and get prepared for your opening game.
Right now, it's mostly specifically assignments. You know, we were able to work technique and things like that throughout the summer. But, you know, generally speaking, you don't have your entire team there because, you know, kind of like you alluded to, some guys are playing baseball, some guys are on vacations and stuff. So right now, it's, you know, mostly just understanding assignments, understanding, you know, how the defense and the offense kind of, you know, what everybody's job is, and then making sure we're getting enough reps for, you know, not only our ones and twos, but then also, you know, our freshmen and our JV players and things like that, which, you know, it's just a whole lot of coaching going on. And the nice thing about, like, the camp type of season is, you know, for instance, me being the defensive coordinator, I get to work with all of our young guys and kind of get them programmed in the way we want them. Even though they're not going to be playing varsity this year, I get to work with them and, you know, see what we have building up for the future, and everybody's kind of coached the same way. So, you know, that's the main thing right now.